Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Tangin na, mano. Flash, mahal kita. Pero ba't mong hugin na nito? Pag-raise ko ng fist ko, nakapikit ata ako. Official graduation photo ko, nakapikit talaga ako.
Oh, no.
Ganyan ako.
Happy Foundation Day ever, Belena.
Ay, ano lang yan. I'm Ivory Beach Oriental.
Hello mga kawit-bahay, this is Yudes.
This is Ina.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to...
Desserts. Oh, witty ako doon.
Sana sabay-sabay tayo, no? Thank you, Zoom!
Wala, yun lang yun, no? Yung episode namin today. Try lang namin kantahin.
Oh, guys, trinay naman namin. Trinay naman. We really did treasure.
Anyway, Hemingway, congratulations sa ilong mga kapitbahay and congratulations sa lahat ng mga bagong graduate ngayon. Ooh. Dahil this month, June, is month of graduation. Ang weird.
Weird. No? Totoo sabay tayo.
Diba, ang weird to call June the month of graduation kasi sanay tayo na ang month of graduation natin is March.
Bakit, I think sa new gen, ito na yung sanay na sila dito. Pero parang for us na nung unang panahon. Oh! Unang panahon, parang June was the start and then June the start. End was
March.
March. March, April. Baboy ba yon?
Hindi ano, motor.
Butay, nakala ko may baboy.
Dinala mo yung mga ano natin, backyardigans.
Hindi. Buto may baboyan doon.
Bukas kasi ano yung bintana kasi nagtitipid kami ngayon sa kuryente.
Next adulthood.
Mm-hmm. Kaya yan. Pero anyway, dagdag din dyan, syempre congratulations sa ating ano, sa ating caster na si Athena, sa ating kapitbahay na si Athena. Congratulations.
Zunga.
Congratulations on your degree of fisheries.
di ba parang I think Athena, 2 years ka ng grad, pero dahil inabot kayo ng COVID, ngayon ka lang nakapag, I mean, by the time lumabas ko, nakapag-marcha ka na.
Yeah.
Filipiniana yarn.
Yes. Magulat kayo sa ano ko, suot ko. Alam na pala nila Ate Ina, pero sa mga kapbahay. At magugulat ka UST sa aking suot.
Charisse.
Bawal daw loud callers, diba?
Abala kayo dyan.
Bayaran
ko na. Ako sa akin yung diploma ko.
Parang ano ba, parang ano, pipigilan niyo ako mag-marcha, 2 years ago na akong grumacho.
Ang yun ang no loud callers, no? Nakakao ba ng COVID ang loud callers?
Masisira daw yung aesthetic. Charot aesthetic.
Parang bobo naman yung ano, yung masisira yung aesthetic.
Bawal nga din yung ano open toe shoes.
That's so weird.
Alam yung nag-inspect.
Sabi daw, yun, super bawal daw.
Sa amin nun, wala naman bawal yung graduation ko. Walang moratorium.
Oh my God, so COVID ano to? COVID kinembular tong mga open, no to open toed shoes?
Hindi.
Hindi ko alam, pero during our time, nung kami
it's graduate, a Catholic school thing siguro.
Pero nung kami graduate, wala namang ganyan. Parang ang sabi
pero
lang.
Pero kasi kuya, ano ka? AB ka?
Sa bagay. Ano ba yun?
Medyo hindi strict sa AB, di ba? Pwede kayo mag-color ng hair. Kami bawal.
Bawal na nga rin eh. Parang papunta na sa age na bawal na magkulay ng hair nung time namin.
Pero bago na ngayon, pwede na ulit.
Anyway, pinag-usapan yung policies ng UST, no? Parang weird.
Grabe, hindi po UST pinag-uusapan namin. Baka di ako pa marching, kuya. Oh my God.
UST?
Charisse? UST? No. We're not talking about UST. We're talking about UPT. Charisse!
Anyway, sige. Dahil yun nga, pasok sa tema natin. Ang tema natin ngayon ay graduation. No? Siguro, magandang pag-usapan natin ngayon. Ano ba yung mga mabibigay nating advice sa mga bagong graduate? You know, things to expect or things you na-discover nyo after graduation.
Akala ko ba magbabalik tanaw muna tayo?
Yun din. Pero bago pa yun, then before nun, pagbalik tanawan din natin yung mga ano natin, yung mga experiences natin ng graduation itself. Be it graduation season or mga funny moments or memorable moments din yun nung kayong graduate. Doesn't matter if it's college, elementary, or what. Kasi may listeners naman tayo of all ages.
Pero gusto ko lang ilabas ang sistema ko yung kanina pa ako natatawa na iniisip ko. Hindi siya nangyari sa akin. Alam niyo yung nag-viral na picture sa Facebook yung, wait, oh my God. Yung nakapanty lang siya sa ilalim ng toga.
Bakit?
Di, pero bata pa siya noon. Tapos parang yung, siguro yung grad song nila, yung action, nakataas yung kamay. So kita na, nakapanty lang siya.
Baka akala kasi nila yung damit is yung toga.
Oo, tapos yung caption, sabi niya, ito talaga hindi ako mahal ng mama ko.
Yun nga, hindi siya mahal ng mama niya moment na yun.
Oo, kasi tapos parang color blue pa ata yung panty niya.
Ano mo, medyo boring kasi ano yung graduation kong suot. Ano, parang naka-corpo, kennerlat na ako nun.
Elementary?
College.
Ako hindi ko na nga maala. Ay, syempre alam ko high school kasi naka-uniform.
Mm-hmm.
College. Nakwento ko natin yung, ewan ko, ulitin ko lang yung kwento. Pero yung elementary ako, wala akong maalala. Ay, alam ko pala kung ano suot ko elementary. Kinder yung hindi ko maalala yung graduation namin. Wow, grabe, kinder.
Yeah. Sige, simulan natin, no? Ano ba yung mga naalala ninyo during graduation season? Or ano yung mga things na pupasok sa utak ninyo pag alam nyo yun, nagsistart na mag-graduation rites or nagpa-practice na yung mga, ano nyo, yung mga seniors ninyo doon?
Yuck, naalala ko nung high school, pag may crush ka, pag nanonood kayo ng mga graduation practice nila, tapos, di ba, seniors na sila, tapos may mga nag-iiyakan doon sa sides kasi ka-graduate na yung mga senior, mga ganun, kachipan!
OMG! May ganun sa inyo?
Kasi open field, di ba? So, pwede, kunyari, during the break or pag wala na kayong klase, pwede na kayong manood nung, well, nakita nyo lang naman doon eh. So, parang may mga iba na nanonood, tapos naluluha na parang, shit, ka-graduate na si crush.
Ka-graduate na si senpai.
Ganun, kachipan! Although feeling ko na ganun-ganun ata ako nung first year ba ako or second year. Parang meron akong crush na since grade 6 ko siya crush. Tapos nung graduate siya, parang shit, nubuho na yung world ko. Wala na.
Babaihan.com yung crush mo.
Malamang babaihan.com lahat ng lahat ng tao sa school niya. Namin, di ba? Oo. So parang isa ako dun sa mga gumawa nung kachipa na yun. Parang, graduate na si crush.
Kamusta na si crush ngayon, Ina?
Hindi ko alam. Yung isa kong crush, parang sa corpo world na siya something. Tapos yung isa ata nasa LA na. So yun.
In fairness kay crush.
So yun, may mga ganong kachipan dati. Kahit yan yung elementary, I think. May ganong kachipan eh na pag nanonood yung mga may crush sa crush nila na nag-graduation practice. Actually, dahil open pa dati, pwede ka atang pumasok ng school, pero hindi ka pwedeng pumasok doon sa graduation grounds. So may mga iba, kung ganoon talaga sila ka-loyal sa crush nila, manonood talaga sila ng grad. Kasi ganoon kalala.
Sa bagay, high school ka pa naman, wala ka naman ibang gagawin mo.
Oo nga.
Kaya ang dami pa rin energy, ganoon.
Tapos mag-goodbye ka sa crush mo, iyak-iyak ka. Kasi
may dadadala ka pang ano, no, regalo, ganoon.
May mga ganoon. Crush,
ganun. Yeah. Bakit parang may pinanggagalingan tong kwento na to? Ati?
Ay, hindi ko ginawa yun.
Hindi ko ginawa yun.
Hindi niya daw, allegedly, hindi niya po ginawa.
Hindi ko ginawa yun.
Sa akin, na-enjoy ko yung graduation ng high school. Yung first third year and fourth year. Hindi ako graduate ng third year, pero ng third year kasi, di ba, safety ako noon. So, nung graduation ng mga fourth year sa amin, ng senior sa amin, kami yung nag-ano sa kanila, nag-grand salute.
Kasi CET ka nga pala.
Oo, tapos sobrang saya ko noon kasi ano, hindi na rifle yung hawak namin, yung sword na. Hanggang ngayon, kaya ko pa rin magpaikot ng sword.
Oo, kaya magpaikot ng sword ni Kuya Yudes.
Tapos yung papatugtog.
Oh, hanggang ngayon, yung kaya tassel, niya.
Papatunogin yung tassel. You know, that was so fun. And until na-memorize ko pa rin siya. So anyway, that was very fun kasi ako yung nasa harap. Ako yung gaya? Parang something. Basta yung, ako yung first element. Si element
your earth. Kaya that's why ikaw si Gaia, ganon.
Para something na ganon, basta may tawag doon na yung first element ng ano, ng whole platoon. Kasi ako yung pinakamatangkad dun sa platoon namin. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
fun fact, alam mo, kanina, di ba nagpunta ako ng UP? Mm. Na-confirm talaga yung ano yung sinabi ni Toto na I photograph small. Kasi may mga estudyante doon na first time nila ako nakita in person na parang, kuya, matangkad ka pala. Na para sabi ko, talaga.
Ako yung baliktad. Ang liit mo pala. As in, grabe yung reaction is, ang liit mo. As in, ganun. Parang, okay, thanks.
For some reason, yun yung alagi akala ng mga tao. Na maliit daw akong tao. Sabi ni Toto, I think it's because of the cheeks. Mukha daw ako, ano. Mukha daw akong small person because of my cheeks. Hindi ko alam.
Hindi ko rin gets yun, pero okay.
Baka siguro kasi mukha akong bagets. Nakaka-bagets
na lang, okay.
Sure. Anyway. So I enjoyed yung graduation na yun. And then yung graduation namin ng high school. Actually, nagkaroon pa yan ng ano. Alam mo, gagraduate na nga lang ako, nang away pa ako ng mga tao. Kasi ang topic nun, ano yung graduation song namin? Ang gusto nilang kanta is Someday It's Gonna Make Sense.
Ano yan? Hindi ko alam yan.
Kalimutan ko na nga eh, di ba? Parang, of all the things you've become and all they've done at your expense, someday it's gonna make sense. Eh, ayoko kasi walang thrill yung pagkanta. Eh, ang gusto ko sana nun, Defying Gravity.
Ay, alam mo, hindi ka bakla. Hindi ka bakla.
Ang gusto ko nun, yun yung gusto ko nun, Defying Gravity. Defying Gravity yung ano namin, yung graduation.
Pero grabe naman, Defying Gravity, napakatas nun.
Ate, pa-expect mo ba yung buong batch niya? So if you can fight, I got like a
monster. Hindi ka bakla. Graduation, nagiglinda-glinda ako dun, no?
Happy Pride Day, hindi ka bakla dun.
Hindi ka bakla, very, very straight.
Kasi, pakinggan niyo yung Someday It's Gonna Make Sense. Sobrang straight naman kasi nung kanta. Alam mo yun, yung
grabe naman opposite po yung divide.
Hindi kasi parang walang ka-thrill-thrill sa kantahin. Walang ka-thrill-thrill kantahin. Alam mo yun, yung parang, ano ba, hindi man lang ako pinagpawis ang kantahin to. Alam mo yun, yung parang, aalis na nga lang tayo. Dapat, alam mo yun, let's go out with a bang. And then we're talaga nag-prepare pa ako ng case ko nun, di ba? Na parang, you know, it's a song about overcoming expectations and at the same time, as young people, it is an incumbent unto us na parang ganun pa yung mga argument ko nun, pero parang, you know, wala. At parang, I think 19 lang yung bumoto ng Defying Gravity.
Bakla lahat yun. Bakla lahat yun.
Bakla lahat ang bumoto. Pero yeah, yung inaalala ko na ano, nakapag-away pa ako until the very last one. Hindi ba? Until the very end. Lalayas na nga lang ng school, mahadera pa.
Sa amin, competition yan talaga, literal. Parang every class has to come up with a graduation song, tapos magpa-perform kayo, tapos may judges. Tapos every year, yung nananalo, yung star section. I don't know, basta every year, ever since parang...
Like, are you going to compose the song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tapos kakantahin ng class nyo in front of the judges, tapos... Mm-hmm. So kayo din mag-arrange, may blending-blending, ganyan. Oo, tapos naalala ko, medyo competitive that year kasi syempre may star section, di ba? Parang yun yung goal kasi lagi, every year, i-beat yung star section. Tapos competitive yung class namin kasi yung isa kong classmate, siya yung president nung Kapatid Munich Music Ministry. So ano siya, I think nasa star section ilang members ng Glee Club. Yung kapatid kasi, sila yung choir for the mass. Kasi yung Glee Club, sila yung mga pang competition, pang concert, ganyan. Tapos, hindi pala president yung classmate ko, former president, parang president nata last year. Tapos yung sa kabilang section, yung friend ko, si Naf, parang siya yung kilala na parang musical genius ng batch namin. So sobrang competitive nung
gano'ng katotoo yung musical genius si Naf?
Kasi ano eh, parang people knew she was really heading for the College of Music kasi magaling siya magpiano. So parang ang nangyari, sobrang competitive ata that year ng
graduate. Somehow I'm not surprised enough is good at piano.
Oo, magaling talaga siya magpiano. So parang that year, sobrang competitive. Kasi nga parang, usually di ba every year, parang people just say, ah, hindi mananalo yung star section, bala na sila.
But this year,
hindi. Alam mo yung ganon. So sobrang competitive naming lahat. So, diyan ni mega secret pa ng ano, ng kinocompose, ganyan. Tapos ayun na, di pinerform. Tapos, parang kami ata yung top 3. Pero yung nanalo, yung section nila Naf.
Mm-hmm. Tapos second yung star section, tapos third kami. Alam mo, naiyak yung classmate ko kasi gusto niya daw talaga sana na parang pag-alis niya, may legacy siya, yung grad song. kasi nanalo si Naf. Tapos si Naf yung nag-piano for that. Tapos parang may eklat pa si Naf.
Ang effort talaga.
Kasi diba, syempre kami, yung mga ibang section, hindi naman talaga sila like super music. So kunyari, pag start nung intro namin, tan-tan, tapos kakanta na kami. Ano ba yung sa amin? So we have to say goodbye for now, but we know it won't be long. Pero alam mo yung dahil wala naman sa amin talagang like piano virtuoso or something. Pag start nung chord sa amin, parang teng-teng, kakanta na kami. Eh yung kila Naf, kasi nga diba, magaling siya mag-piano, siguro may good 30 seconds na may piano intro siya, parang ting-ting-ting. Yung gano'n. Sabi ko,
May shock value.
Yung parang, alam mo yung parang pag-start pala ng piano intro niya, yung may iyak na kayo lahat, parang, yun na yung grad song natin.
This is it.
Ano yun?
Sabi yung ang effort nung inyo sa amin, thanks to you lang.
Ala! Sabi nung elementary religious song.
Yung grade 6, walang kalatoy-latoy, glowing inside.
Sabi nga religious song eh, na hindi ko na alam yung title. Parang open your heart to the word, open your heart to the Lord. Yan yung grad song namin.
Tapos I think amin, kinder is either Amazing Grace. Oh Lord my God, na 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 na. Then sing my song, my Savior God. How Great Thou Art. Yun pala, How Great Thou Art. Tas yung
natatandaan mo pa yung Kuya Kinder?
Oo, at Jubilee Song.
Butangin na naman yung Jubilee Song. Elementary na ako niyan.
Yeah, open your hearts to the Lord.
And begin to see the mystery that we are all together as one family.
One family.
No more walls, no more shame.
Hindi shame, chains.
Chains.
Kasi diba no more walls, tapos yung action
no
chains.
No more chains.
Ah, diba?
No more selfishness and closed doors.
For we are in the fullness of God's plan.
It's the time of great Jubilee. Yeah, yun yung ginanda namin.
Wala akong hindi kumakalolo.
May favorite ko yung Jubilee dati. Every day ko siya kinakanta kasi may tape yung nanay ko before ng Jubilee.
Ito ba na panay, ano? Yung cassette na panay yung holy songs? Oo, meron din ako noon.
Tapos pero, parang 24 hours a day siyang tumutugtog sa bahay.
Oo.
Feeling ko, rinding-rinding na nanay ko sa Jubilee song. Binilan niya ako ng Aserhe.
Hindi na alam mo nung sobrang uso na Aserhe, yung pinagkalat ng mga tao na devil song.
Devil song.
Tapos yung nanay ko naniwala, hindi sabi niya, bawal mong kantahin yan.
Alam mo, naalala ko, ay feeling ko pakakapanganak, wala pang ata si Athena. Alam niyo yung ano, let us tell the world of love.
Alam ko yan!
Yan naman sa amin nung elementary. Ay, kinder ba? Basta yun. Search the world. Yung dumating si Pope John Paul sa Pilipinas. Yeah,
yeah. Tapos si Sarah nga yata yung kumanta niyan eh.
Buang, wala pa si Sarah noon.
Hindi.
Si Sarah Balabagan?
Hindi, World Youth Day.
Ah, pero yung original noon, si Ate Shawi.
Ah.
Hindi pa Shawi.
Ang narinig ko ng version noon is yung kay Jamie Rivera.
Oo, kasi nga siya ang, anong tawag mo dyan? Religious, anong tawag mo dyan? Basta parang siya yung
Christian Diva something.
Oo. Pag mga religious song, matik siya papakantahin nun.
Oo. Nalala ko pa nung time ng People Power 2. Ang kinakanta is Hilumin Mo Bayan Ko.
Tapos si Jamie Rivera
din.
Oh, diba
patawarin mo, hilumin mo bayan ko. Yan! Diba? Anyway,
na goldfish tayo. Alam mo yung na-realize ko pa, lagi ko inuulit-ulit sa utak ko na dalawa pala yung graduation march song na lagi ginagamit. Yung isa yung Pop and Circumstance, yung ten, 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 ten. Tapos yung isa yung ten,
Oh, yun yung
gift. Alin yung sa inyo? Alin yung sa inyo? Yung una, yung ikalawa?
Yung pump, yung una, yung nung kinder ako. Tapos yung grade 6 and high school and college, yung ano na.
Pump and circumstance. Hala ako lagi yung ano. Ako yan, lagi yan. Yung ne. Whenever ko pa naranasan yung isa yung
Masaya siya. In fairness, it fits the theme talaga.
Naingit nga ako sa isang school eh, yung entrance song nila, Enya. Diba? Saan kayo dyan? Peaceful yung entrance.
Which, anong Enya?
Anywhere is. To be fair, that's my favorite Enya song.
Akala ko naman Orinoco Flow.
Sail away! Sail away!
Lantanda natin, Ina. Alam pa rin natin yung Enya. Sorry natin na, sorry. Pero makikin niyo yung Enya, mga kapitbahay. Masaya siya. Para siyang ano, para siyang nature drugs.
Para feeling mo nasa ano ka, European forest ka, tapos tumatakbo ka ng nakaano.
Can't you see it? Can you see
Yung mga naka-flowy-flowy dress.
Yung mga ganun. Para feeling mo makakantay ni Florence and the Machine.
Oo, ganun.
I think that was the earlier version ng Florence and the Machine, yung Enya.
Pero anyway, mas peaceful.
Mas peaceful.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Alam mo, muntik na, kwento ko nata sa inyo elementary, muntik na akong di graduate dahil sa ano eh. Dahil sa home economics.
Bakit?
As in, binigyan ako ng second chance noon kasi nga, nakwento ko na ito eh. Parang diba, sa amin kasi dati, hindi mandatory yung grade 7. Kapag may kailangan kang ihabulin sa grades, tadaan ka talaga ng whole year ng grade 7. So, grade 6 na ako noon, parang nag-deliberate na akong mag-grade 7 ako. Pinapatawag na, ikaw, parang ano, anong movie ni ano? Parang Hunger Games, Asarcon to the left, si ganito, go to the right, ganyan. So, kinakabahan na kami kasi hindi namin alam na. Parang alam mo yung level na parang, ay hindi, ano, si ano, matalino siya. So, ibig sabihin yan yung crowd na, ano, mag-grade, na mag-high school diretso. Tapos parang may third group na kami, na sobrang konti lang namin. Tapos parang ako, putang ina, ano to?
Yung third group na to.
Oo. Tapos yung ang ending nun, ano pala, parang bibigyan kami ng second chance. Parang meron kaming mga deficiencies na kailangan namin habulin. Tapos yung akin talaga, tong ina, home economics kasi me. As in, kasi nga di ba hindi ako mahilig mag-cross-stitch. Oo!
Me too, grabe.
Pati yung mga crochet.
Lahat ng home eco nun sa mami gumawa.
Wala! Sa akin yung mama ko, ayaw, kailangan ko daw matuto. As in, muntik na ako hindi graduate dahil sa home economics. So, nagkaroon ako ng special project. Tapos bilang tikay ako, sabi ko, parang history of makeup ata yung ginawa ko. Kasi tamang-tama, pag...
Tain na, bata pa lang talaga, research na.
Oo, kasi nung parang theater ata yung... Alam mo to kung bakit binigyan ako ng chance, tapos binigyan ako ng project na history of makeup. Basta parang doon napunta yung special project ko. Basta graduate ako ng grade 6.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba, muntik na akong di graduate sa crochet.
Agad na nalala ko pa rin, pag graduation time na, ngayon na rin yung clearance time. Mm. May ganun ba kayo yung clearance?
Mm-mm, my God.
Yung parang you have to fill in a certain number of requirements tapos pag okay na, saka pagpipirma, saka mo lang pwedeng kunin yung final exam mo.
Ewan ko kung may ganyan kami, hindi ko maalala.
Yun yung mga time na naghihiraman na ng mga notebooks kasi ang kailangan is kompleto yung
notes. Kompleto yung notes. Yeah.
Ay, we.
Maybe it's a Polinian school thing.
Sabi, walang ganon. Naalala ko lang nung college yung clearance kasi ang hassle, kailangan mo, sa isang dorm ka lang nagstay pero kailangan mo magpa-clear sa lahat ng dorms.
Bakit?
Jeez, malay ko ba kung bumisita ka doon tapos may winara kang gabi? Oh, ganon.
Ay, dahil so, Polinian ka, Athena, kinanta mo rin yung ano, Hail St. Paul of Tarsus.
Oo naman.
Nung graduation niyo?
Yes. Hi, sumama ang loob ko doon.
Bakit?
Kasi ako yung nagfasit, kasi di ba may mga practice-practice, parang 1 month ata sa seniors, nagpa-practice lang nag-graduation. Tapos dahil noon, dahil nga di ba nagpa-play-play na ako doon, musical-musical, ako yung nagpa-practice ng songs. Ako yung nakatayo sa stage. So like, feeling ko, etong college graduation ko yung pinaka non-stressful one for me. Kasi ever since elementary pa lang, ano naman, kumanta din ako doon ng Thanks to You. You know, Mountains. May isang solo ko doon, parang isang stanza atay solo ko. So, lagi ako nagpa-practice elementary. Tapos, high school naman, ako yung nagpa-practice sa lahat ng seniors, facilitate ng mga kanta dahil apparently favorite ako nung ano sister doon. Oo.
Kaya yung nagkukumpas doon.
Oo. Hindi lang nagkukumpas, kumakanta ko tapos tinuturo ko sa kanila kung paano kantahin.
Like, stress.
Oo. Tapos
ito yung mga tinuro ba? The Power of Love, Learning You My Mind.
Yung mga ano, hindi ano, Lead Me Lord, mga ganon.
Lord, ganyan.
Kasi grabe naman kasi Lead Me Lord, mababa siya, tapos biglang tataas. Pero yung pinaka nahirapan ako doon sa Polinian song, kasi hindi yung Polinian, St. Paul hymn.
Paano nga may St. Paul hymn?
Hindi ko na din matandaan. I buried it. Ang alam ko lang, Polinian mission song, yung ano,
My goal as a Polinian is this
to proclaim. Okay, alam ko yun. Pero yung St. Paul, hindi ko talaga alam yun kasi hindi naman ako Polinian forever. Mm-hmm. So like, high school lang ako pumasok as Polinian. So like, tinuturo ko siya na hindi ko alam. Tapos pinagtatawa na nila ako. Tapos kasi, hindi ako doon na-stress. Okay, okay na yun. Okay lang, sige. Mag-perform ako. Kasi perform
nalala
talaga.
Naalala ko natin. Ano, Heart daughters of the great Saint Paul,
come listen to his call. Oh, children of this love
school.
The loving... Basta yun. Tignan mo, nung sinabi mo natandaan ko. Kasi parang one day ko siya pinractice. Like, nag-practice ka. Parang hinila nila ako from the stage. Di ko daw kaya ituro. Aralin daw namin sa backstage. Mm-hmm. Tapos tangin na isang buong araw ako nasa backstage. This is why I gave up singing. Tapos, afternoon, hindi ako doon na sumamay loob ko. Kasi diba, hindi nga ako matalino. Hindi ako honor student. So, talented ako. Sa pamilya namin, ang inaasahang medal ng nanay ko ay gold medal for theater and arts.
Mm.
So imagine my disappointment na nakuha ko ay silver after facilitating all of that.
Alam mo, kaya medal.
May medal pwedeng, siya.
Di ba pwedeng equal? Kasi sa amin equal eh. Parang may plaque kayo. Parang St. Hildegard plaque. Andiyan yung akin, ano na nga, kalawang.
Silver yun. And gold and bronze.
But ganun. But may hierarchy. Unfair yarn. Nakaka-hurt.
Sobrang nakaka-hurt. Kasi yung hindi nag-facilitate, tas yung kumakanta lang every, ano, first Friday mass, yung nakakuha ng gold. Tapos ako, nakuha ko silver.
Si Jessica ba to? Si Jessica?
Hindi naman siya. Sa sayaw si Jessica. Yung
piling galing mo mapapatawa si Jessica kung hindi ba ako siya.
Dinakaw niya pa yun sa'yo.
Anyways, ang nangyari doon is parang sumama talaga loob ko. Parang sabi ko nga ayoko nang kumanta sa ano. Kasi nga, di ba, may mas-mas pa yon. Is imagine yung madre nagko-compose pa mismo ng responsorial song just for me. Because apparently I'm her muse or something kasi parang ang bait ko na. Mabait, maniwala kayo sa hindi. Mabait
talaga. That sounds like a movie plot, Athena.
Super. Medyo may homoerotic tones yung movie plot.
Parang lagi niya akong pinapatawag like pag first period tapos malapit na yung first Friday mass, ibibigay niya sa akin yung notes kasi believe it or not I can read notes before, and then bibigay niya sa akin yung notes, and then pag first Friday mass ako na yung kakanta ng responsorial song, kaya alam ko na let your response be, lagi kong ganun yun. Tapos nung graduation, super kinakabahan ako kasi nag-compose siya ng kanta just for me. Tapos sa totoong simbahan, na hindi na sa school, Emmy lang, di ba? So sa totoong simbahan, like may mga ibang churchgoers ng First Friday Mass. Like, the fuck? Like, why do you put this pressure on me? Tapos hindi lang doon. Kunyari, di ba sa communion song? Girl, di na ako nagko-communion, Vibs. Ako yung isa kumakata.
Nag-concert ka lang.
Ay, concert ko talaga yon. Maniwala kayo sa inyo.
Jamie Rivera, ma. Kabahan kaya, ka na.
Oh, kaya siguro nung college, di na talaga ako nagkumanta at all.
Yun yun, no? Yun yung villain ba, ano? Villain origin.
Yun yung villain origin. Sorry.
Na-imagine ko nasa stage ka, tapos nung isusuot na yung medal, nung sinuot sa'yo silver, yung background VO, and that was the time I realized that they never valued me from
hindi,
that
hindi,
on.
Hindi yung sinuot. Yung nakita ko, kasi sa invitation yon ibibigay invitation the day before the graduation. So, ibig sabihin, isang buwan na akong...
And then yung award, tapos then din ako sa
award
awards.
O, diba? So, diba, yun ang pride and joy ko, I'm the talented fucking one. You know, I'm the fucking talented one. And I'm not good enough. Tapos biglang 1 month. Tapos is imagine 1 month ko nang ginagawa yon. Tapos biglang silver lang ako. Tapos yun
lang ako. Bakit nga daw napunta sa kanya? Ano daw rason?
Ewan ko din. Di ko din alam. Kasi nag-Angel Festival siya. Ako din naman nag-Angel Festival. Siguro kasi malandi na ako noon.
And pero imagine mo, sobrang galing mo. Imbis na tanggalin yung award sa'yo, na-demote ka lang.
Oo, na-imagine kong deliberation nito. Eh, kaso malandi yan eh. Pero she's good.
So, eh, parusahan niya
pero,
rin siya.
Pero, malandi. Pero kasi ang galing niya. Alam mo yun yung nababa na yun lang yung balipalitan nila. Pero malandi kasi talaga.
Pero kasi, sa school namin, yung family namin, we're known to be, parang, yung kami ni Kuya, we're known to be like, nagre-rebelde pag hindi namin nakuha yung gusto namin. Like for example, si Kuya, hindi siya nabigyan ng award for like writing stuff. Kasi di ba, Polinian Times kasi siya, tapos napunta dun sa other classmate niya yung award. May award yung other classmate niya, nakasama niya, na nag-e-edit ng stuff. Tapos siya, wala siyang award na nakuha. So ang ginawa niya, tinatawag siya sa stage, hindi siya pumunta. Well, hindi siya pumunta ng graduation day. Kunuha niya yung awards niya, parang 1 month after, hinahabol siya mismo nung sister, yung ano principal, o di ba? So, tapos, nung hinabol siya, pumunta siya sa school na nakakalbo na.
Bawal ba yun?
Bawal.
Sa ano,
Catholic school. Bawal ang kalbo.
So, siguro, kaya nila ginawa sa akin yun. Dahil, baka mag-walk out, ganun.
Baka magpakalbo.
O, kalbo ka na.
Yun. Anyways, pero ngayon, I guess meron pa akong isa. Kasi, di ba hindi nga ako gumraduate sa kasabay ng batch ko. College na to, sa college. I mean, this is like, siguro, one of the top sa mga heartbreak ko is umattend kasi ko ng graduation nila. Yes. Aww. Which is like, okay, dapat di ko pala yung ginawa.
Alam mo, sinabihan ka namin nun.
Tangin na yung best friend ko, bago kami pumasok, binigyan niya ako ng yung mga maliliit na kwervo. Maliliit na kwervo, dala-dala ko siya sa ano, sa Quadricentennial Pavilion. Ay, hindi po. Quadricentennial Pavilion po. UST, kung nakikinig po kayo, hindi po. QPEV po, QPEV. Pavilion po, okay. Anyways, may dala akong alak noon. Tapos, nakataano ko. Tapos, no, dapat, di ba, tinawag na. Kasi, Cortez, ganun. Tapos, susunod yung pangalan ko. Girl, di ako makahinga. Tapos, super naiyak ako after. Umalis na ako agad nung hindi ko narinig yung pangalan ko.
Alam mo, ano?
Dapat pangalan ko yun.
Umattend ako ng, ano, ng graduation ng ex ko, di ba? Kasama ko yung nanay niya. Katabi kami ng nanay niya. Gago tawang-tawa kami kasi 2016 yun. May isang estudyante, apelido niya Duterte. Nung sinabi ko na rin, Sara May Duterte, woo! Tapos nagsigaw lahat ng tao. Kasi kakaano lang nun ni Duterte. Tapos sabi ko, tangin na talaga ng estudyante ngayon. daming time.
Ako pinaka-stressful kong grad yung ano, college.
Talaga?
Kasi...
Clutch ka ba?
Hindi. I mean, normal naman yung college. I mean, not normal. Pero parang normal naman yung path ko going to graduation. Yeah. It was the day itself. Ano? it was really everything, you know, that everything that had to do with the graduation. Nakwento ko na ata to, or I just keep on telling this story, kaya paulit-ulit ako. Parang, kasi, di ba, ano, yung graduate, I mean, kasi ganito, sa ibang school kasi, or nung high school ako tsaka elementary, sanay ka, di ba, na pag-graduate, ito yung susuotin nyo. So, settled na yon. Tapos, ito yung program, ito yung mga taong dadalo, ganyan. Sa UP kasi, di ba nga parang sa UP, I mean, yung Diliman kasi, they have their college graduation and they have their university graduation.
Yeah.
So, yung college graduation, mas organized siya, parang mas ganyan-ganyan. Pag university kasi, parang pupunta lang kayo, tas parang audience kayo ng mga akit sa stage and all. Yung nangyari kasi sa amin, yung sa amin kasi, university grad lang, kasi di ba maliit lang yung campus namin. And one by one, naakyat kami ng stage. Parang ang disastrous talaga ng graduation ko. So parang nagsimula yon sa magpapatahi ako ng damit. Kasi nga, di ba, hindi ako sanay. Kasi no, elementary high school, gagamitin yung gala uniform. So naghanap ako ng mananahi sa downtown ng Iloilo. Tapos sabi ko, ito po yung design ko, ganyan-ganyan. Parang sort of Chinese collar na, alam mo, hindi ko na nga alam po nasan yung damit ko ng graduation kasi alam mo, hindi ko talaga siya na-appreciate. Yung pagka-sketch sa akin, okay siya, ang ganda niya. Tapos siguro parang the day before ng grad ko siya kinuha. Sobrang liit niya, te. Parang crop crop top ka, girl. As in, maliit siya. Parang above siya ng pusod ko. So, ang ginawa ko ata ng graduation, parang hinihila ko paakit yung skirt. Ah, bago pa pala noon, the day before noon, nung baccalaureate, wala akong susuotin kasi yung categories were maroon and green lang. Na parang kasi centennial graduate kami ng UP. So naasar ako kasi parang yung mga previous years, madali lang ata sa kanila, parang any pastel color. Tapos for some reason sa amin, nung baccalaureate namin, dapat maroon and green. Tapos wala akong maroon na damit. Parang kumiram pa ata ako sa future sister-in-law ko, yung twin sister ni Dudong. Tapos, nakaraos ako ng baccalaureate. Yun na, yung graduation ko, maliit yung damit. Pero hindi naman siya masikip. Crop top lang siya. Tapos, gusto ko yung kukukunon maroon. Tapos for some reason, hindi mag-cooperate yung... Hindi ako makapaghanap ng time, makapag-nail polish ng maayos. Kasi... nung graduate ako, umuwi galing Texas yung mga kamag-anak ko, yung mga nag-sponsor ng education ko. Tapos parang medyo nagkaroon ng mini celebration, so hindi ako makapag-prepare. Diba? First world problems. Tapos nung graduation ko pa mismo, ano ba nangyari nun? Parang ang guest ko lang nun si Papa tsaka si Eduardo, nag-commute pa kami, hindi ko maalala eh. Pero basta hindi ako nakapag-makeup. Kasi malayo yung Miag-Aw, diba? I think yung mga familiar sa UP Visayas, malayo yung Miag-Aw. Yung bahay ng tita ko sa city. So parang mga 43 kilometers yun. So pag magko-commute ka, mag-jeep ka talaga. Parang may dala kaming sasakyan. Pero hindi ako nakapag-makeup kasi kailangan umalis ng maaga. Galing ng city, papunta ng Miag-Aw. Doon ako sa kotse nag-makeup. Imagine mo for a person that loves to put on makeup, hindi ako nakapag-makeup ng maayos. Sa kotse ako nakapag-makeup. Tapos yung... This is really terrible for me. I mean, alam kong champagne problem siya of some sort. Pero kasi di ba nga, kung kilala nyo ako, gusto ko hipid na hipid ako. Like, my nails are done, my makeup is good, my outfit is parang, you know, nice. Yung parang hindi na nga kasya sa akin yung outfit ko. Yung kuko ko, dahil minadali ko siyang gawin, bako-bako siya. Tapos sa kotse pa ako nag-makeup. So talagang, oh my God, sobrang disaster talaga. You know, I didn't look disastrous. But it wasn't something that I wanted to look, you know, like yung graduation ko. Yung parang feeling ko cherry on top ng graduation ko na parang medyo terrible. Number one, ang guest ko nga lang nun, si Dudong tsaka yung papa ko, both of them don't know how to take pictures. They really suck at using even the most basic camera phone. So yung mga picture ko nung graduation, blurry, may daliri. Yung maayos ko lang na picture nung ibang tao yata yung kumuha, yung kasama ko si Papa. Ito pa yon yung official graduation photo ko, manang flash sumalangit nawa, pero I swear to God, yung official graduation photo ko, kasi parang, alam mo yun, yung pagkukunin mo na yung diploma mo, di ba pipicturean ka? So kapag tibak ka, may culture na, pagkakuha mo ng diploma mo, magre-raise ka ng fist mo. Tangina, manang flash, mahal kita, pero ba't mo ko ginan ito? Pag-raise ko ng fist ko, nakapikit ata ako. Pag official graduation photo ko, nakapikit talaga ako.
Oh no!
Ganyan ako. So wala akong
ayos na picture ng grad. Tapos kasi dati sa amin, hindi uso yung, di ba ganun din sa UP, parang hindi kayo nire-require magpa-grad photo.
Mm-hmm.
Kung bet nyo lang. So hindi rin ako nagpa-studio or any, kasi I think ngayon, yung mga student councils na yung nag-organize niyan. Yeah. Nung time ko, parang tamad kami, parang ba't kailangan pa? Kung bet mo, hindi ikaw, go to a private, like a private photographer. So wala akong maayos na picture ng grad. Nakapikit ako, tapos yung picture namin ni Dudong na siya yung nag-selfie, blurred.
Yung,
as in yung aga yung picture namin ni Dudong
tapos
sa stage.
Ano, ang cute nun kasi best ko na to.
Best na yun ang papa ko. Best niya na yun. Kinukunan niya kami yung nanginginig yung kamay. Best na yun ang papa ko. Kasi parang ako, sige, thanks pa. Ay, naalala ko pa pala nung day ng parangal, yung mga ano, yung mga universe, yung mga matataas yung GWA. Hindi ako cum laude, pero naalala ko nung parangal nung fourth year ako na yung si Janus, yung best friend ko, wala siyang dalang parent noon. Wala yung parents niya noon kasi yung papa niya ata may work. Tsaka nasa Capiz, which is like, you know, the next province ba. Yung papa ko yung umakit ng stage para sa kanya.
Sabi niya,
sabi niya, ay si Janus na, akit ako. Tapos ano, siya yung nag-receive nung parang award ni Janus. Magkit ang tatay
ko. Naman.
Aww,
best
cute
best
naman
na yun ang tatay ko. Yung mga blurry picture ko nung graduation.
Those graduation stories are always fun because sometimes, you know, that the one day where things have to go right, everything goes wrong.
Napagalitan pa nga ako nung high school grad ko. Yung boom mic nakatapat pala sa akin. Tapos nagiiyakan na yung mga tao. Sabi, paying tissue. May gumaganon. Sabi ko, tangina wala akong tissue. Ilaw yung nasa bunga nga ako yung mic. Tapos Catholic school pa kami.
Well, naalala ko pa nung graduation ko, at that time kasi may business yung sister ko na gumagawa siya ng bracelet. E ako nun, dahil batang bakla at walang kalam-alam sa fashion, kinuha ko talaga lahat ng pinakamalalaki at makukulay niyang bracelet. So imagine mo, naglalakad ako, may kalakalansing ng ano, ng bracelet na bakal. Parang, chik-chik-chik, habang naglalakad si bakla. Kaya parang, tapos nung tinignan ko yung pictures, ang chip-chip ko, ang chip-chip ko. Pero at that time, gandang-ganda ako sa sarili ko na parang sabi ko, oh, sino sophisticated na bakla dito? Oh my God, I'm so decorated right now.
Pero alam mo, no, never ko pala na-realize ko, never ko naranasan magpa-parlor sa grad. Ikaw ba, Tina?
Funny story. Sa graduation ko ng high school, sa SM department store kami nagpa-makeup.
Ay, tibit yarn.
Tibit yarn.
Wise yarn.
Wise talaga nanay ko eh.
Yung parang, patry naman ito, tapos buong makeup na. May alam nagawa mo, ako na yan.
You knowing your mama as, ano, as a kapitbahay, papatulan niya.
Ang ginawa niya, bumili siya nung pang-brows. Kasi tapos nagpakilay siya, tapos tinanong kung pwede kong make-upan. Tapos pinapasok niya ako ng SM, tapos may make-upan na ako. Make-upan ako.
Why is yarn?
Ginamit niya talagang kapitbahay skills niya.
Nagawa ko na yan bago ako mag-audition, kailangan ng headshot. So pumasok din ako ng SM, tapos nagpa-makeup ako. Grepa days yun.
Anong grepa?
Yung gumagapang ka na.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Alam mo, maswerte nga yung mga bagets ngayon na mahilig sa makeup because right now, what you call this, pwede na sila yung mag-makeup sa sarili na sa grad photo nila.
Yeah.
Kasi ang daming tutorial sa YouTube.
Ang daming tutorials and at the same time, ang dami ng shades na available kasi dati ng time namin.
Happy Foundation Day.
Happy Foundation Day ever, Belena.
ivory, beige, oriental.
Gago, ivory nga yatin. Ivory nga yatin yung gamit ko nun eh.
Ako beige, kasi manilaw-nilaw. Manilaw-nilaw ako
eh. Yan. And noong 2014 naman, at that time, nagsa-start na mag-ano, mag-start na mag-produce ng other shades of makeup. Pero it's not as comprehensive as it was, as it is right now. So medyo off pa yung makeup ko doon. Medyo ano, medyo red images. Eh, red images ni sa Yes, di ba, Tina?
Yeah. Ah, no. Oh my God, I forgot na kung anong...
Basta
kayo
red
sa
images
Asturias.
Oo, oh, basta yata red images yun. Ma'am, talaga yung picture ko talagang pinondahan talaga.
Ako din, in fairness talaga, ang ganda ng...
Ma'am, ko lang talaga pumikit ako doon sa graduation photo ko. Pwede na, ma'am. Pwede na siya. Ipikit na lang ako. Ang shoot tayo na talaga.
Yung makeup sa'yo?
Si Peter ka, girl.
Yung makeup sa'yo?
Oo, kasi nung time na yun, nag-hire kami ng makeup artist para dun sa friend ko. Eh yung time na yun, parang sabi ko, parang discounted na kasi yung bayad namin sa makeup artist. Shout out to you, Ponky. You the best. Si kay Pia. Kay Pia. Yun na pala ang name niya ngayon. Kay Pia. Pia Manglo. Sobrang ganda ng makeup niya dun sa friend ko. Pero pang, ano nung ako nami-makeupan, para sabi ko, Ponky, ano naman, konting areglahin mo kahit konti, yung hindi makikita ni ate. Kasi medyo nakakaya nga naman yun, di ba? Parang binakeupan ka na, tapos ipapa-areglo mo sa iba, di ba? So parang tamang swish-swish lang si bakla, pero talaga ma'am, may itsura ko nang ano, nawala talaga yung mukha ko. Anyway, sige, it's really fun hearing this story. So let's go dun sa, ano, no? Let's go dun sa advice part. What are the things that you can give as an advice for those mga bagong graduates, especially mga ngayon lang talaga graduate? Kasi I'm pretty sure yung mga graduate na ngayon pala kinabol ng graduation nila, you know, they already have some tips and bits and lessons of their own. Like Athena, I'm pretty sure you have your own. But for those na who are stepping into the world, into the quote-unquote real world, what would be your general advice, Nina?
Ako, kumuha muna kayo ng habang legal pa yung tangina, hindi pa drama eh. Habang okay pa yung student ID nyo, hindi pa yung paso, putangina, kunin nyo na lahat ng legal IDs nyo.
Yeah.
I swear to fucking God, pag-graduate ko, dun talaga yung kailangan ko ng legal ID para magka-legal ID. Tangina talaga. Tangina mo, wait ah! Kasi yun, to me, habang maaga pa, kunin nyo na yung SSS nyo, PhilHealth passport, kasi tangina talaga, kakainin ka ng real world. Feeling ko, I don't know if this is the story of everyone, there's a good mga 1 month to 3 months na wala kang work kasi yun lang yung inaasikaso mo. Tangina talaga yan.
Alam mo, sabi, may nakita mo akong TikTok. Sige, sabi, girl siya, sabi, sige, wala pa tayo, wala ako sa kalingkingan ng mga plans ko when I was 20. Pero at least ngayon, may 2 valid IDs na ako.
Tangina talaga, oo. Kunin nyo na yun yung advice ko. Paglabas nyo sa real world, ang labanan talaga, 2 valid IDs. Mm. As in, hindi mo pwede i-claim ang anik-anik kung walang 2 valid IDs. Di ka pwede pumasok sa ganito kung walang 2 valid IDs. Tangina talaga, as in, nung fresh grad ako, tapos walang nagturo sa akin nung kasi malayo ako sa family ko, diba, nasa Iloilo ako. Grabe yun, parang, tas ngayon nga swerte na, diba, kasi sometime, may isang mga mall, meron na yung nandun na lahat, SSS, PhilHealth, tsaka, ano isa? Pag-ibig fund. Tapos ipaprocess mo na lang lahat dun. Dati talaga biyahe galore si girl.
Mm.
Parang, ala, sana? Sana yung SSS? Di ko alam. Unahin yung kunin yung postal ID. Yeah, that's the easiest ID.
Yeah. What do you call this? If you know, katulad ko kayo na nakatira lang sa mga apartment dito sa Manila, you can get a barangay clearance for that.
Yeah.
May mga ibang barangay na hindi sumisigil ng fee for a barangay clearance. Pero naman iba na you have to pay a fee of I think 100 or 200 pesos. But I think 3 copies na yun. Sa akin, at least 3 copies na yun yung 200 pesos ko na yun. So, get yours now.
Wow, hindi po kami nag-advertise on behalf of the government. Pero yun, on a practical side, yun, get all the legal IDs that you have, that you need, even a driver's license, whatever. I think some of you have your student licenses na. Kunin nyo din yung mga birth cert nyo, basta lahat ng pwede, kunin nyo na. Tapos siguro pag-grad nyo, it will be disappointing when you're looking for a job. At least in my experience. Parang, meron kang high horse dati na, shit, graduate na ako, ganyan ang talino ko. And then when you go out in the real world, parang, okay, so parang hindi na. Kasi dumating pa ata dati sa point na, nag-a-apply ako sa mga offices kahit wala silang opening.
Mm.
Kasi I really needed to get a job ASAP. Kasi di ba wala akong kasama nun sa Iloilo, wala yung family ko doon. And parang yun lang yung contract namin ng family ko eh. Na parang as soon as I graduate, I'm on my own. But not, you know, hindi naman nila ako pinabayaan completely. But that's the expectation I wanted to, you know, to put on myself. So alam mo yun, parang ang disappointing kasi parang hanap ko ng hanap ng work. Tapos parang meron pa akong high horse na galing ako sa UP, like it's a really good school, pero hindi ako makakuha ng maayos na work. Eventually yun, nag-apply ako sa call center pero parang 2 months lang ako doon kasi I think na-hire ako magbarista. Tapos parang nagdadalawang isip ako noon. Sabi ko, graduate ako ng Broadcom pero magbabarista ako. Pero sometimes, alam mo, pag practical na yung nagsasalita, ang laki-laki kasi ng sweldo noon dati sa barista. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a fresh grad, ang laki ng sweldo ng barista dati sa Starbucks. Tapos I quit that call center job. Tapos nagbarista ako. But it didn't last. Kasi nga hindi naman ako trained sa food and beverage industry. Mm. Broadcom grad ako. Mm. So ang dami kong mess up. And then eventually I resigned. Tapos nag-office ako. It's really gonna take time. It's unstable. That's why you see right now sa Facebook, there are a lot of like quotes and like mga advice. Parang if you're in your early 20s, listen to this. Because yes, it's really an unstable time. It's really, yung ika nga nung topic natin last time, it's really gonna be, alam mo, for example, yung best friend ko si Janus, halos di siya nag-flop era kasi nga sobrang amazing niya nung college siya. He got hired by a really good company agad and he really earned, you know, really high and he got into a good job agad. But you know, now, you know, how many years later did we grad? 2008 ako nag-grad. Now, medyo na burnout na siya. So, he wants to do things for himself naman. Ako naman yung opposite eh. Kasi parang dumaan ako ng sobrang flop era. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. And then, eventually, I discovered or I found my way back to the things that I love doing. So, don't be scared. It's gonna be scary. It's gonna be a flop sometimes. Pero it's not really you eh. It's not you because you're stupid. It's not you because you're not talented or not good enough. It's really just in, you just really need to go through the rough.
Yeah, yeah.
Para gumaling ka, kailangan dumaan ka dun. So, enjoy nyo lang. I swear. Tas totoo yun. Parang si Athena ata nagsabi last time, my God, habang may energy pa kayo, mag-party na kayo. Kasi wala na ako. Siguro 28 pa lang ako noon. Pagod na ako. Sabi ko, ayoko. At ko ba ginagawa to sa life ko? Pag-grad mo, 22 ka, right? Go! Go for it! Go! Pero, always aura safely. Yarn!
Ako siguro, may advice. Alam mo, may advice for graduates. Sobrang dami na eh. In previous ko da. So, I guess, ang magiging advice ko now is for those na, you know, who are watching their friends graduate. Na it's not a race graduating college. Of course, you know, it's a race in the sense na you have bills to pay. That's why ayaw mo masaya yung mga binabayad ng magulang mo sa school ninyo. But at the same time, for example, kung na-delay ka man or something, sometimes it's not the measurement of success after graduation. It's not what they call this. It's not simply by earning the highest paying job or how fast you get hired, but rather you have to take into stock all the experiences that went into getting that degree. Because I have friends na who I could honestly say that graduated but did not learn anything from their 4 years in the university. Does that make sense? Friends na, well, we're not really friends. We were batchmates before. Na alam mo yun, na parang after graduate niya ng ano, graduate siya ng college. And cum laude pa nga eh. And then after nun was, ang nangyari, they got a job immediately and kumuha yung parents niya ng house sa tabi mismo ng office. So parang maano, kumbaga parang isang tumbling lang niya, office na siya. After 2 days, malis siya. Nag-leave siya ng work. Tapos tinanong, ba't ka umalis? Because nalulungkot daw siya doon sa loob ng ano. Nalulungkot daw siya kasi wala daw siya kausap doon sa room or kasi walang signal or something. Parang gano'n. And then that gave me that kind of perspective na wow. Na parang, but isn't that what the 4 years is supposed to train you for? Maliban doon sa pagbibigay sa'yo yung mga necessary soft skills and hard skills in order to be able to move in that working environment that you're aiming for. But also, diba, that for those 4 years is supposed to teach you independence. It's supposed to teach you, you know, it's supposed to teach you
or help you form your own perspective. And yet after nun, you know, and after that, parang everything, I wouldn't say it went downhill. I'm just saying that after that, it was just that. And I never heard from her again, you know. And then that made me think na parang, okay, my college life might not have been as spectacular, or my grades may not have been stellar. But at the same time, I think I wouldn't go through, I'm proud to say na despite those things, mm-hmm. after graduating from college, I can make my own decisions, or I can make major life decisions without having to bother my parents about it.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Parang magagawin ko ba to kasi hindi ko kaya, parang kasi hindi ko kaya. Alam mo yun, yung parang I was after graduating from college, that's when I really saw na parang it might not have been the best, it might have been not have been stellar, but I knew I grew a lot when I was in college, and I think that's what's supposed, and that's what university is supposed to do for you, the experience of university, more than providing a diploma, it's supposed to give you the necessary experience in order to, you know, live a fuller life. And I think that's the thing. Those are the things that you have to, what do you call this? You have to take into consideration once ikon na delay ka man. It's not a race. But rather, my advice for that is, what is life trying to teach me at this moment? Because it might not be clear when you're in the middle of it. But now looking, and the lesson will come later on. And then when it does, I hope you'll be able to take a lot from it. You'll be able to take something from it. And at the same time, for those naman na hindi pa talaga graduate kasi hindi pa nila second year pa lang, still the third year, take advantage of your youth. Gaya nga na sabi ni Ina kanina, take advantage of your youth. Party, enjoy yourself safely. No, especially now na, you know, malapit na yung possibility na, very possible na ang face-to-face classes or at least a hybrid setup. You know, take this time to enjoy yourselves, because that's part of the university experience, or that's part of the college experience. More than getting a degree, I think it's a chance for you to mingle, to grow as a person, not just academically, but in terms of your values, branch out, have friends. Because, of course, you can still do those things when you're older, pag graduate ka na. But not like quite when you're still a student, where your only responsibility is yourself, if that makes sense. And to all the graduates, congrats. And whenever you're in doubt, always try to remind yourself na you worked hard for this, diba? And your 4 years, 4 or 5 years of working hard will not fail you.
Mm-hmm.
Bank on that fact. Kasi kahit sabihin mo na, kuya, ano, sinerte lang din naman ako. But hindi, still, that took skill. One way or another, you will realize that your education will not fail you, or your years of training will not fail you. And that's what, if you think that your training was not enough, then just jump in. I think jump at the opportunity, because you never know. Because sometimes opportunity doesn't knock twice. So be receptive to where life is taking you. Because on a personal note, half of the things that I'm doing right now were things that I didn't prepare for during college. But I'm doing them. And I started, you know, theater or events. Those are things that I didn't really prepare for. But now I'm doing them. I like to think that I'm doing very well. So I love it. So just enjoy the ride as they come. Ikaw, Athena, I'm curious kung ano yung perspective mo na, you know, you were supposed to graduate a few years ago, but now then things got delayed. But now finally got the graduation that you wanted. What changed dun sa perspective mo since then?
Na, I think what changed is, kasi before I was really heartbroken about that, na hindi ko, kasi you know, graduations are like, you know, special, but it's not really that special. You know, it's a celebration of your hard work for like 4 years, but like, whatever happens, gagraduate ka pa din naman because you're in school. And those setbacks doesn't have any impact on what you do after that graduation or what you do before that graduation. What impacts your experience is what you do during those times. I think I don't regret graduating really nang late. I mean, it's sad, but I have like tons of experience and I have tons of kwento na not a lot of college students, especially in my field, have. Kasi they spent all their time studying, which I know is, which, you know, I'm not saying it's bad to like study all the time, but like, because you know me, I'm not the very studious person. I'm not a very studious person. So I'd like to have, I like having fun while studying. So, and by doing so, I experience a lot of things and open myself to a lot of opportunities. Like third year college pa lang ako, nag-work na ako sa events and stuff. And so that helped me build my credentials also for work, which also helped me get the work I want. When your opportunities, they come to me, I don't come to them. Mm-hmm. Which I know, I'm very lucky about that. You know, I'm very privileged to have that. And I'm very privileged to say these things. Because, you know, some people, well, they're forced to like, you know, mag-study talaga. Because, you know, kailangan nilang, they don't have the privilege to have fun. Siguro magiging advice ko is to enjoy college, because after that, hindi na, it's, life isn't as enjoyable and not as free as you think so. Because when I was in college, I used to think na, shit, pag mag-work na ako, may pera na ako, I can go out and do a lot of things and I have so much time for myself. You know, I don't have to study this fucking thing, module and stuff. Like, hindi ko na wala na akong responsibility. No. Pagkatapos ng graduation, your responsibility start. Because that's when you start to be responsible of yourself na talaga. To start being an adult. And I think yun yung nag-change sa akin talaga when I started working sa field na namin, na ang nami-miss ko is college. And I think I really thought na hindi ko sasabihin to at all. Kasi diba, I used to say na I fucking hate school, you know. But now, I would give everything to get back sa school. I want to study all the time. I want to study, like I want to go back to school. Kasi pag nasa school ka, you only have one responsibility. To
which
study.
To learn,
to study, to pass. Diba? Pero pag you're in the outside world, meron kang being a good person. Meron kang bills.
Hindi ka ba good person sa school?
I mean, it's your, like, alam mo yun, as an adult.
I get it. You have to pay
your taxes. You have to like, ano, may mga PhilHealth, SSS, yung mga ganon. Alam mo yun, like, that's one of those things na hindi naturo sa school, how to deal with those things. And like, na ngayon, you have to learn that all on your own. You cannot, I mean, there are people who will help you, but like outside school, you're on your own. So enjoy your company, enjoy your friends, because after school, you're not gonna see them as often.
Totoo yan. Yung nagsischedule na kayo, parang Wednesday ba, tayo nga, hirap na hirap tayo mag-record pa lang eh. Guys, totoo yun. Parang adulthood will bring you to that moment na, available ka ba today? O hindi. Ooh. O sige, 1 hour available ako bukas. Ganon. Yeah. So,
kaya
yun, I swear to God.
Kaya siguro yun yung advice ko. Enjoy ngayon time nyo with your friends. Kasi pag nag-work na kayo, lahat sa field, you're gonna fucking schedule things. I mean, I'm lucky kasi I'm working with my best friend. Like, same kami ng company and same kami ng team. But like, not everybody gets that. You know, I'm very lucky. So, you know, the things you're passionate about, the things that you want to create, that's, yun I think ang college is the perfect time to do that, to explore
to
that.
To find out yung ano.
Oh, kasi if you start finding it out, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, di naman mali na hanapin mo siya after. It's just gonna be fucking hard. Kasi, lalo na if you're working at a corporate job, you're not gonna have so much time for yourself to
Alam
think
mo,
about those things.
Advice ko pala sa mga bagong graduates, kung hindi nyo pa natatry malasing, aralin nyo ng malasing before kayo.
Para hindi kayo malasing sa corporate events.
Para hindi kayo sa corporate, para hindi kayo sa corporate events maglalasing.
That's
a very practical advice.
Yeah, so ayun, yun lang ang aking advice. Mag-enjoy kayo sa college. And
kasi what if ikaw pala yung lasing ng manglalaplap ng tao?
O kaya yung nagwawala, ganun. Uh-oh. Grabe, diba? Kaya talagang, yun nga, like, siguro, I had fun early, kaya pagod na ako ngayon. Like, gusto ko na lang magkape-kape. I mean, pag inaya mo ko to go out, sige, I will schedule it 3 weeks from now para emotionally prepared na yung katawan ko. I cannot do spontaneous things anymore. I mean, I can still do, but
But it takes a toll na sa'yo.
Yeah, kasi like parang, kunyari after natin mag-night out na spontaneous, I'm gonna need to SL Monday after that. So alam mo yun. Yun, enjoy kayo guys. And sa mga, I guess yung advice ko goes out to like yung mga kids, yung mga first year college pa lang. Yun, yung mga second year, mga ganun. Yung nahihirapan pa lang sa college ngayon is to have fun. I think yun ang lahat. Sa lahat ng mga lower batches na nakausap ko, yun yung lagi sinasabi ko. Mag-enjoy kayo sa college. Huwag kayong mag-aral masyado.
Kasi you have all the time to worry about graduating. Well, yeah. What to do after college. After college.
Worry. Pumarty kayo na may 20 pesos lang kayo. Sumakay kayo sa police mobile. Whatever the fuck. You know? I mean, wag niyo ako gayahin, but like, you know, those experiences are core memories na I think dadalhin mo habang buhay. And
that will inform you rin as an adult because you want to be that adult as a spectrum, a bag of experience from which, you know, they can rely on and at the same time they can pass on.
Yeah, and like meet a lot of people, meet every people as in, kasi those connections will help you become a person who will be ready sa interviews. Believe it or not, corporate jobs doesn't look at your grades. They look at your, like, sa interview. Interviews are the most important thing.
Because what they call this, parang the grades will only get you the ticket but not necessarily the job.
Yeah. They will,
go ahead.
Yeah, like, magiging, like, uy, ang ganda ng credential nito. But at the end of the day, the interviews will get you the job.
Can we work with them? Yun.
Ako, pag nasa college kayo, lahat ng extracurriculars na kaya ng oras nyo, kunin nyo. Kasi alam nyo, nasabi ko na ata to dati, ang daming bagay na in adulthood, alam ko silang gawin. Kahit saan mo ako itapon, alam ko silang gawin kasi na-try ko na siya nung college.
Yeah.
Like for example, marunong ka bang sumulat ng gantong script? O naman, na-try ko na yan eh. As in parang, marunong ka bang gumawa ng ganitong parang paper? O, na-try ko na yan. As in, marami akong trainee nung college. Marami akong, parang every year may part-time job ako. Nag-bakery ako, nag-call center ako, nag-waitress ako, nag-babysitter ako. Ang dami kong pinagagawa na mga work na in adulthood, nung kinailangan ko na yung skill na yon, nahugot ko siya. So, yun yung advice ko, try everything. Of course, don't put yourself in danger. Pero kung may oras ka at kung kaya mo at yung hindi magsasacrifice yung, syempre kasi pumasok ka ng school para mag-aral, di ba? Kung hindi masasacrifice yung grades mo, gawin mo siya. Parang sumakay sa ibabaw ng jeep, check. Alam mo yon, parang habulin ng kalabaw, check. Alam mo yon, parang, so ngayon, pag hinabol ako ulit ng kalabaw, alam ko na yung gagawin, di ba?
OMG, hinabol din ako ng kalabaw nung college ko. Pang ina.
I mean, that's a very random skill, but an important one.
Pero alam mo yun, nasa bundok kayo. Wait, guys, don't move.
May kalabaw.
Alam ko kung anong
gagawin. What if may corpo event kayo na kailangan nyo magpunta ng farm, tapos nagwawala ng kalabaw. Guys, don't worry. I have this. I got this.
Tapos mapapansin ka ng mga boss mo, bigyan ng promotion yan.
Bigyan ng promotion yan. Na-save niya tayo sa kalabaw.
I mean, that doesn't happen. But like, what if, di ba?
You're always banking on the possibility of what if.
yan ang motto ng Yes Girls.
So yun yung idagdag ko, parang try everything and dagdag doon kay Athena, meet everyone because naalala ko si Roddy Vera, sumali ako sa isang workshop nung college na siya yung nag-facilitate. Tapos doon ko na may first time na meet si Sir Roddy, tapos di niya ako maalala. And now in adulthood, nakakatrabaho ko na siya. So alam mo yun, parang just meet everyone that you can, join every extracurricular. Hindi mo nun mag-pronounce si bakla.
Yung baccalaureate niya.
Kasi hindi ka hirap ispill ng baccalaureate. Baccalaureate. We said, hindi ko alam.
Comment by the other day, nag-message si Ina sa group message namin sa Kaudazers. Parang, Atin, happy baka. Happy graduation.
Baccalaureate. Bakolorya. Bakol. L-A-R-A-Y-T, Baccalaureate. Ang hirap nung ang hirap mag-English.
Pero yun, yeah, I think those are very, very good advice. So yun, sa mga, again, sa mga bagong graduate, take it easy, have fun.
Yeah.
You still have a few months to go before you step into the work.
Tsaka hello, bata niyo pa, anda, bata pa nating lahat.
Yeah.
You know, kung may 100 years tayo sa buhay natin, wala pa tayo sa quarter.
Yeah. And at the same time, what you call this, I think right now, yung mga new graduates, they're very lucky because right now, we now have different models of success.
Yes.
From which you can pattern yourselves. And at the same time, we're already at that time where we're allowed to, or even encouraged to form our own model of success. So just take that leap of faith. And for all you know, the thing that you're doing right now, it might seem weird, it might seem futile, but then, you know, if the intention is pure, and at the same time, if you have the right people around you, the right support, things will work out. Someday it's gonna make sense. Charot! Defy gravity pa rin.
Full circle yun.
Sorry, you can't defy! Magandang yung buong batch mo, na-imagine niya. Let go the west bad sky! Bumibirin
ang buong. As someone told me lately, everyone deserves a chance to fly. Ganun.
Yan. Yan ang graduation moment ni Kuya Yudes.
Yan. I would like to take this chance to thank Podcast Network Asia. Alam niyo, Podcast Network Asia, hindi pa graduate si Athena. Gamol pa lang siya sa UST. Tinanggap niya na kami. At ngayon, graduate na siya. Nakapagpag-graduate na kayo ng isang caster ninyo, di ba?
Woo!
Maraming salamat sa pagsuporta ninyo sa amin at sa patuloy na pagsuporta ninyo sa amin. Guys, give a listen din sa aming mga co-affiliates. Just check out Podcast Network Asia's website. Yan. At mga kapitbahay, kung may mga kwento kayo na related sa graduation, may mga practical advice din kayo sa mga new graduates or yung mga pag-graduate pa lang, you know, just send us a message or tag us in all our social media. Everything's at Kudazerson. That's K-U-D-A-Z-Z-E-R-S. Yan. Nawala bigla yung ano yung energy.
Nawala yung energy. Balik sa defying gravity.
Maraming salamat mga kapay. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Ina.
And Athena here.
Happy graduation.
Happy graduation, Athena. Nagustuhan mo ba yan, no? Grad gift ko sa'yo?
Yes, it's the best.
And y'all just listen to
the
Ay, nanyo.
Defying gravity yan.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.